A reading from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 27 to 34. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it is in your power to do it. Do not say to your neighbor, "Go and come again tomorrow, I will give it," when you have it with you. Do not plan harm against your neighbor who lives trustingly beside you. Do not quarrel with anyone without cause, when no harm has been done to you. Do not envy the violent, and do not choose any of their ways. For the perverse are an abomination to the Lord, but the upright are in his confidence. The Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the abode of the righteous. Towards the scorners he is scornful, but to the humble he shows favor. The word of the Lord. Following the church's liturgical calendar this week, we hear scripture readings from the book of Proverbs. This great collection of wisdom sayings is often attributed to King Solomon. Although surely there is more than one author of this book of Proverbs. Its purpose is to help answer the question, how ought we believers to live our daily lives? It contains popular sayings that might sound to some like fortune cookies, such as this one, "A wise child is the father's joy. A foolish child is a mother's grief." And there are also common sense proverbs like, "A mild answer turns away wrath. Sharp words stir up anger." Today, the reading includes just only 7 proverbs of the hundreds from the book of Proverbs. They are about our conduct with our neighbor and how a wise person is humble, just, and lawful. It's just a small part of how we ought to live our daily lives. But at the same time, they are tremendously challenging for all of us believers. It is the challenge of holding together both love of God and love of neighbor. Other biblical books of wisdom literature, and even from the prophets, continually challenge us to not let our faith and worship take us down that erroneous path of self-righteousness and hypocrisy. It is a challenge of the false dichotomy of heaven or earth, God or persons. For the wise, it is always both. As we find in the letter of St. James, when he says in a nutshell, "Whoever says that he loves God, but hates his neighbor, is a liar." Today's Proverbs say to us clearly, if it's in your power to do good, then do it without delay. If you are living in peace with your neighbors, then don't go plotting harm without any cause. After all, God befriends the just. So don't follow the lawless. God likes wise and humble people. Well, you know, there are days when it seems, I'm sure to you or to me, that the whole world has lost its common sense and lacks wisdom, when neither God nor neighbor is respected. Perhaps days like these, just before political elections in my country or in your country, when a good dose of Proverbs comes in handy. So why not? Let's turn to the book of Proverbs again for some solid advice and wisdom. Read many of them this week, and you will find definitions of what it means to be devoted to God and how we ought to live in order to see God's will accomplished in this world today.